Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week, our subject is the upcoming Chickasaw Historical Society Conference, an event that will explore the history and culture of the Chickasaw Nation through a schedule of workshops and presentations. Joining us by telephone to talk about the conference is Lisa Empson, who currently serves as the chair of the Chickasaw Historical Society. Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What all do you do at the conference? I've seen the press release and looked over some of the materials, things like that, and this seems like a little bit different type of program than you would normally expect from a historical society. To me, it seems more like an academic conference.
It is. We do have two different professors that will be presenting. A professor from Indiana State University, Dr. David Nichols, and also a professor from the University of New Mexico, Dr. Kathleen Cahill.
So how do academics get involved with coming to present at things like this, where I'm looking at a lot of the workshops are more directly tribal related, things that you would expect to see in these programs, but then you have some of this heavier academic research. How did they get involved with the conference?
Chickasaw history is not tied to our current homeland here in Oklahoma. It's also U.S. history. Prior to living in Oklahoma, our homelands were in the southeastern United States, you know, around Mississippi, Tennessee, in that area. Our history is broader than where we currently are today.
So this opens the door for academic researchers, professors of history, as you have on the program, to do research into the history and not really be tied to Oklahoma or maybe things that are going on currently with the Chickasaws.
Exactly.
You have these workshops. Some are related to tribal history. Some are related to tribal culture. What was the process involved in figuring out what workshops you wanted to see at this year's conference?
Basically, the committee were looking for a wide variety of topics. Some of our board members have personal relationships with the speakers and know of their expertise in their areas. The committee was actually instrumental in deciding who our speakers were.
So it's more of an invitational process rather than an application process.
It is. It's an invitational process at this point. This is actually only our second conference.
What made you decide to do something like this, have a conference for these presentations, rather than just doing workshops at a museum or something like that?
The reason for the conference is to provide an opportunity for anyone who is interested in learning about Chickasaw history and culture, a unique experience to come and learn. We hope that the interest grows. We hope that they will also become members of the Chickasaw Historical Society.
How does having something like this, a conference like this, where it's kind of scheduled for all these things to happen in one day, for everyone to come to a central location, just kind of knock all this out at once and then go on, how does that work better for promoting what you're wanting to get out of the conference than doing something at the museum or something like that, where you have different workshops for a couple of days kind of staggered throughout the year?
The conference was also in response to membership requests to have some kind of event, some kind of a large event that they could attend. So that's one reason that we've tried to schedule, I guess, as much information with as many different topics in one day.
How many people are you expecting to attend the conference?
We're planning for approximately 200.
You have the conference, you have all the workshops scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd, but that's not the only thing that's going on with the conference.
No, we are actually having a welcome reception the evening of February 22nd at the Chickasaw Cultural Center. It is come and go, but we will also have a book signing. A number of Chickasaw Press authors will be on hand to sign copies of their books.
Tell me about the Chickasaw Historical Society in general, what the society is and what it does.
The Chickasaw Historical Society was established in 1994. It was established to promote, preserve, and protect Chickasaw culture and history. We publish the Chickasaw Journal of History and Culture. It's published biannually. We also work to promote research and documentation of historical information. We encourage museum donations, archival donations. If somebody has something of historical significance that they would like to donate, we would facilitate that donation. We also identify and mark locations of historical importance, things like that, things of that nature.
How does having this conference tie in with the goals that the society has of preserving Chickasaw culture and history?
Any opportunity to present Chickasaw history and get it out to the public, you know, it does promote Chickasaw history. Having events like this ensures that Chickasaws learn about their history. Learning about who we were in the past allows us to see how it has affected who we are in the present.
To follow on that, because this is a conference that's open to the public, how important is it to promote and preserve culture and history, you said, with the Chickasaws yourselves, but also with the non-Chickasaw public that's able to attend this conference as well? How important is that interaction between the Chickasaw Nation and the general public outside of the nation?
It's important because we have the opportunity to tell our own story. Chickasaw history in the past has been documented by non-Chickasaws, so this is one of our opportunities that we can tell our own history to the public.
What are the society's goals for this conference after this year? You know, going forward 5-10 years down the line, what would you like to see this conference become?
We definitely would like it to grow and hopefully maybe one day expand to a 2-day conference where we could have like breakout sessions. But definitely, we would like to see the interest in Chickasaw history and culture grow.
Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest today was Lisa Impson, chair of the Chickasaw Historical Society. The Chickasaw Historical Society conference will be held February 22nd and 23rd at the Artesian Hotel in Sulphur. For more information about the conference, you can call the Chickasaw Historical Society at 580-436-7282 or visit the society online at www.chickasaw.net/chs. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.